A federal judge has ordered the New York City Board of Elections make voting at polling sites accessible to people with disabilities. Judge Deborah Batts has ordered the BOE to adopt a plan proposed by plaintiffs and the Department of Justice, similar to a plan implemented in Philadelphia, where disabled voters faced similar problems. WBAI's Andrea Sears spoke with Stuart Seaborn, an attorney with Disabled Rights Advocates, which represented the plaintiffs in the case. Seaborn calls the ruling incredibly significant for people with disabilities in New York.
Poll sites have been largely inaccessible to people with mobility impairments. That's people who use wheelchairs and scooters, and also people with vision impairments, people who are blind and have other visual impairments, for a significant amount of time. The studies date back 8 to 10 years. And this is something that the disability community has raised with the Board of Elections really since these studies started to be done. Yet the Board of Elections really hasn't responded. And unfortunately, it's taken court intervention to get them to respond. We're especially excited that this type of intervention is occurring before the November presidential election, which we know is going to have a sweeping effect. The order itself is actually broken up into two parts. So there's some short-term solutions that can be done before the November election. In the long term, there are so many inaccessible poll sites in New York City that the Board of Elections is going to have to work with a third-party accessibility expert to plan a transition to accessible sites over time.
This accessibility plan is something that has been used in Philadelphia, where they had similar architectural impediments to voting. What are some of the main difficulties that face voters?
There are several types of barriers. There are structural barriers, and that's something that was very common in Philadelphia as well, and that's one of the reasons we looked to Philadelphia for an example of a model for a long-term accessibility plan. And those structural barriers include stairs, steps, buildings that have narrow entrances that a wheelchair can't fit through, space issues. There needs to be a certain turning radius inside a poll site for a wheelchair user to be able to access a voting machine. So there are many existing poll sites that are just structurally inaccessible. And there's some temporary solutions that can be done on election day. And one of the things that the order has addressed is how to do those kinds of solutions for this November election. But in the long term, it really means looking at the city. What else is available? There could be some public buildings that are accessible in places like hospitals, where accessibility has been built into the features of the building. And one of the things that the expert did in the Philadelphia case was to help the city identify other possibilities for poll sites, and that's something that really hasn't been focused on so far in New York.
Some of the impediments to voting are architectural, but some of them are temporary. Locked doors, objects blocking wheelchair ramps, etc. How much of it is simple neglect?
A significant amount of it is simple neglect. We talked to voting accessibility experts throughout the country, and when one of them looked at what was happening in New York City, and strikingly, a large percentage of the barriers, and this it could be in the range of 50% or more, are the kinds of things that somebody who is educated, who's trained about accessibility in terms of what to watch out for, and who has the time and the instructions to pay attention to it, they could easily fix. Whether it's a temporary ramp is missing and they need to call the board to get it installed, whether there's a blocked path of travel that's blocking a wheelchair, like you said, whether there are locked doors. There are actually sometimes there have been staff that could have been posted at the door to keep it open. That hasn't happened. And what we've seen in the studies and the photos is that without court intervention, without the board taking it seriously, these are simple solutions that didn't happen because the board didn't instruct its folks to pay attention.
A part of this order is training for poll workers. This is a significant number of people to be trained. Who's doing the training, and is it really feasible to have this done by Election Day?
Like we talked about before, there are two parts to the order. There's the interim part that will happen before the November election, and there's the long-term part. There will be long-term training for poll site coordinators that will occur before every election. In terms of what can be done before this November general election, the goal would be to train as many on-site ADA coordinators. That's essentially one poll worker who's assigned to watch out for disability issues, the kinds of things that can be fixed on election day. And the goal is to train as many as possible before election day. We recognize that given the short period of time between now and the November election, there's no way to ensure perfection. But what we're asking the board to do, and I think what the court is asking the board to do, is to take it seriously and make sure that they dedicate efforts to training as many as possible. The Center for Independence of the Disabled New York has been doing surveying of poll sites and accessibility training for several years. They're funded by the state to do so, and they are the entity the court has tasked with doing the interim training, at least up until the November election.
And if people do have accessibility problems on voting day, what can they do to be sure that their vote is counted?
Each poll site should have an accessibility coordinator, and we would recommend that anybody who has any accessibility problems ask who the coordinator is at that poll site and make complaints known to that coordinator. The coordinators should have complaint forms, and they should have a way to get in touch with the Board of Elections to make sure that there's a quick resolution taken on any complaint received. If, for some reason, the complaint is not resolved, we ask that that person either inform the plaintiffs or the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York. But the goal of this order, and I think one of the things that is put in there for the short-term relief, is that an on-site Americans with Disabilities Act coordinator can be there to receive complaints and take action quickly.
Stuart Seaborn is an attorney with disabled rights advocates. He spoke with WBAI's Andrea Sears.